This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The more time you spend in a grocery store, the more you notice certain buzzwords on everything from produce to cereal boxes. Words like organic, phrases like GMO-free. Mark Bittman, in his column for the New York Times this week, raises some questions about whether we use those words too much and if they've lost some of their nuance. Bittman is the author of several books on cooking and vegetarianism and veganism, and we've got him on the line. Hi, Mark. It's good to talk to you.
Hey there, David.
I sort of waded into these waters myself a couple of months back. My wife and I have a young daughter. She's drinking cow's milk now, and we went to the store to pick out a quart of milk, and there was organic milk. There was milk that wasn't organic, but it was hormone-free. There was milk that was all natural. And I guess we felt like, you know, we really have this sort of limited sense of what those terms mean.
It's pretty funny, isn't it? Because I don't know how old you are, but when I was a kid, you went and bought milk. What happens to me in interviews a lot is I say things like, we should be eating more fruits and vegetables, we should be eating fewer animal products, we should be eating less junk. And the interviewer says, see, you're not doing this because I'm not letting you talk. But the interviewer says, but what if people can't afford to eat organic? And it becomes a complete red herring. It's not as if that really needs to enter the conversation. The question should be, can people afford to eat better? And for 80 or 90% of the people in the United States, the answer to that is yes.
And you write, the argument that you make is that you don't necessarily have to go to a Whole Foods. You don't have to buy organic. You don't have to spend a lot of money to eat better.
That is exactly the argument I make. And if people can't afford to buy real food, that's not a question of whether the real food is organic or not. That's a, you know, that becomes an income question, not even a quality of food question almost.
When it comes to GMOs, I think what scares a lot of people, Mark, is that there are still things that are unknown about the process. And I just wonder, is that a fear without merit?
Well, I mean, I couldn't explain to you how electricity works, and I doubt, you know, more than 1% of the population could explain it to either of us. I think GMOs kind of stink, and I don't think they've been demonstrated to do much benefit. I'm just saying this is not something we need to be afraid of, and to focus on this to the exclusion of, say, antibiotics in our food supply is a mistake. How do we eat better? It's not enough to say, I'm going organic or I hate GMOs. We need to have a way to express these things that allow for a little more flexibility and a little more nuance.
Do you worry about the nuances associated with the term veganism, or could that go down the same path?
I do think the word vegan is problematic because it has come to imply healthy. But, of course, you can eat Oreos and Coke all day long and be vegan. I mean, and be probably pretty unhealthy. So we like code words. We like slogans. We tend to move in that direction. But eating vegan does not necessarily mean you're eating better. Eating better means eating less junk food, fewer animal products, more plant products. It's pretty simple, but it's not one word.
Mark Bittman's a columnist for the New York Times. His most recent book is the VB6 Cookbook, the Vegan Before 6 Cookbook. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, David. Nice talking with you.